אתה יודע את הטרווי, רפאי חנויך גרינבלט.
Morning. Today, Sunday Parshas Kedoshim is, you're looking with a puzzled look. What's so special about today? It's sandwiched, Emo. Ah, that's why you're puzzled. That's it. good. Perfect, good. The Seder. We're standing now the day after yesterday and the day before today, which means we are the day between Mevorchim Bahab and Tanis Bahab. Tomorrow, Monday, is Tanis Bahab for those that fast. And what I want to do today, Be'ez Hashem, is to go through a little bit about the Makoros, what's it all about. Before we come even to some halachas of Bahab, let's first find out what it's all about, Be'ez Hashem. And it's very interesting. If you go back to the Zman HaRishonim 700, 800, 900 years ago, you'll see that people fasted Bahab. The Be'alach has already made, Nogu Roiv HaKol Is Anois. It was a Tanis like any other where the Olam fasted Bahab. Lamaisa, nowadays, most people don't fast Bahab. There are Yechidim that do. Some fast half day, some do fast the whole day. But most of Klal Yisrael don't fast for the three Tanisim, Monday, Thursday, Monday, of Bahab. But what many Kehilas do is they say Slichas. Many Kehilas say Slichas on Bahab. Some dafka look for a shul that say Slichas. Some dafka look for a shul that don't say Slichas. But there definitely are a lot of Kehilas across the world that do. So our job today, Be'ez Hashem, is to work out what it's all about. Why are we doing it? What's the Makor HaDvarim? And what's fascinating is that although there were thousands of people fasting, and that was the minhag, but it wasn't so clear why they were fasting. You look in the Rishonim, they're all suggesting reasons as to where the minhag came from to fast Bahab. Fascinating. The whole Kehillah, the world fasting, not so clear. There's no Mishnah, there's no Gemara, there's nothing discussing it. Oh, but Klal Yisrael fast, what's it all about? So according to many Rishonim, Tam number one, we're going to see Metashem four Tamim. The first Tam, the main Tam, the most famous Tam, is the one that the Mishnah Berurah quotes, which is based on the Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara in Kedushin tells us in Daf Pei Aleph Amud Aleph. So the Gemara is like, Oma Ovin, Sakva Deshata Rigla. What does that mean? So Rashi, it means as like, the greatest wound, the greatest harm of the entire year is Regel, is Yom Tov. Why is Regel so dangerous? So Rashi, and as I say in Tosfos, and the Aruch, and other Rishonim, they say Pshat is because Yom Tov is the time when people get together, Besimcha, Mishteh, Besimcha. Or Mamela, there is a lot of socializing. And when they're socializing, there could be a mixture of Anoshim, Venoshim. And then things can go wrong. Like we said, there's different Nischoi. Some Rishonim say Noisim, Venoisnim, Zem, Zem. They start schmoozing to each other, start socializing. Some Rishonim say that they're Noisim, Ayin, Zel, Zem. They look at each other. And because of that, it can come to Chas V'Shalom with the Avera, and that itself is an Avera, the actual socializing and the actual looking, and Chas V'Shalom more than that. But Memela, because of that, comes after Yom Tov, and Klal Yisrael needs a Kapara. So what's the Kapara? Memela, there were Mesaken, three Tanyos. Three Tanyos, and Klal Yisrael should fast as a Kapara to what happened over Yom Tov. Oh, very good. Yeah. Hopefully you won't have to wait so long for the Torah. It's Mitzvah Shem, it's coming. Coming to Mitzvah Shem. Very good. We're going to see. Mitzvah Shem. But the Vayla, as I state in many Rishonim, that's the reason why Klal Yisrael fasted Bahab. Oh, very good. We're going to see Mitzvah Shem. Let's see. Let's see what's with more details, Mitzvah Shem. So as I state, in fact, it's very interesting. You look at the Tor. The Tor, when he brings the Minhag of Bahab and he talks about this, he works with these Rishonim and say the reason is a kapara on what's been going on in Yom Tov. And he actually shtells tzu, he says it comes from a story in Eiv. If you look in Eiv, Eiv was a very interesting setup. You look in Eiv, the psukim over there, what happened was Eiv had 10 children. He had 7 sons, 3 daughters. And what they did was every day, they got together for a meal. They were very, very family minded. Every day, one of the sons shtelled a suda for the family. He invited his sons and his daughter and his brothers and sisters. They got together and they had a meal. That was on Sunday. And then on Monday, the second son, and Tuesday, the third son. As it went along, there were 7 sons. And every day, each one of them invited the rest of the family. Now, before they started again, at the end of the 7 days, they were starting again, Eov would call his children together. And what he did was, he used to bring korbanos. He used to bring an oila connected each of his children. Why? Because he said, do you know what? Look, they got together. Every day they got together and they were msameach. And you never know, once they ate and they drank, they might have had bad machshavas on Ribbono Shel Olam or anything that might have gone wrong. As a kapara, I'm going to bring oilas, because oila is mechapa on kavanas aleiv. And therefore, I'm going to bring oilas and that will be mechapa. So we seize up the Torah. We see as a musig. We see a musig of a metzias. Oh, people get together and they start thinking there might be machshavas that aren't right. There's never machshavas. And therefore, we need a kapara. Eov brought kavanas. We fast, says the Torah, on behalf of the Yomtim. Comes the Rav Yo with a bomba kasha. Comes the Rav Yo, he says, I don't understand. If that's the reason why we're fasting, like you're saying, Rashi, Taisus, Tor, and others, what happened to Shavuos? Why do we only have Bahab after Pesach and Sukkot? We should have Bahab after Shavuos as well. Why? Because Shavuos also, Mishta v'Simcha, getting together, we should have another lot of Tanisim after Shavuos. Oh. As they fake the Rav Yo, we're going to come back to the answer, Mitzvah Shem, which you're all suggesting. And because of that, says the Rav Yo, that's not the reason. That's not why we're fasting, Bahav. Why are we fasting? Completely different reason. Why? He says, as I, Chutz Loretz always follows the Minhagim of Bovel. And Bovel would fast after Pesach. Why would Bovel, or in fact after Sukkot, how he starts, why would they fast after Sukkot? So that's right, because in times where there was no rain, that's all the Mishnayos and the Gemara's in Tanis. There was no rain, and then you waited to a certain date, and if there was still no rain, this Tanis started, and there was still another few days, not enough rain, another Tanis, all the Tanis, and when there wasn't enough rain. So Bovel would fast when it came to Cheshvan, and therefore, we, as the rest of Chutzlars, we also follow that, and the Minig is to fast, and perhaps it's a tefillah for rain. That's what's going on. And he brings a raya that Bnei Nineveh used to fast after Pesach, and we follow that as well. And that's what's going on. The reason why we fast for Habs at the Rav Yo is because we're davening for rain. In fact, it's so interesting. Quite a few Rishonim took on this term, ad kadekach, that the Maril and others would only fast by Yud Zayin Cheshvan. They wouldn't fast before Yud Zayin Cheshvan. Why? Because you look at the Mishnayos and Tanis, you'll see that the Tanis and the Bovel started at Zayin Cheshvan. And therefore they only fasted then. Interesting, I'll be showing you. Back upon it, that's Rav Yo. He argues. The Beis Yosef brings this Rav Yo and he asks kashas on it. He says, no, Nishtazai, we're not going to go into the kashas. He's not happy with the Rav Yo. He likes to stick with our town. We started with the reason why people are fasting Bahab is because, why? Because it's a kapora for Yom Tov. The problem is, we have the kasha. What was Rav Yo's kasha? Shavuos. Why don't we fast after Shavuos? Says the Beis Yosef. I'll tell you why. Because like you've been suggesting. Because Shavuos is only one day. There isn't so much going on. It's Pesach, Sukkot is a whole week of celebration. Things can go badly wrong. And that's why we need the Kapara. Masha'inke Shavuos is only one day. It's Nishtazai Gefelach on one day. It's probably going to be good. One, so it's 2 days. Therefore they weren't the second Bahab. Question is, I mean, the Lafush asks over here, if we're saying that the reason why Shavuos has no problem with Bahab is because of only one day, Masha'ink and Pesach and Shavuos, Pesach and Sukkot is longer, why don't we have Bahab after Hanukkah? Hanukkah is 8 days, for the Lafush. 8 days. Oh, very good. So there are two reasons, like you're saying. Number one, there's no chi of Mishta v'Simcha on Hanukkah. There's a din of Hallel, and there is a Maila, and also Sudash Shemarbim Bahem. If you say, sing Shirs, but the Chi of as such is not there, therefore we don't have such a danger. And therefore it's going to also, he says, people are busy working, there's no Bittul Melocha on Hanukkah, so people aren't, so the problem's part when people have got spare time. Hanukkah, we don't have so spare time. Oh, so it's short. Oh, Purim, I hear Purim, that's only one day. So he says we don't have a problem on, yeah, there is Mishnah Simcha Bahem, yes. So there's no din of Bahab. But it's interesting to note that in Chok Yaakov and in Birk Yosef, others the Taka bring, there were Yechidim who were Taka Noeg to fast Bahab after Shavuos as well. There were Machmir after Shavuos as well. You never know, 1 day, 2 days. Abba Maisa, that's not even those that do keep Bahab, they don't. And therefore, they generally speaking, it would only be after Pesach, Mashanik, not Shavuos. for after, it doesn't look like it was a minion of people. It was Yechidim that were mekabel on themselves. Anshei Maisa, I think, Nusach, Anshei Maisa. The Yavetz on the Gemara of Sakva the Shata Rigla, not Gemara, which we said is the Makor to this, of this problem, he taka asks, what about Shavuos? And he says something, coming to Shavuos, it's something nice to say now, is that he says that Shavuos is such a special time of the Kedusha of Matan Torah and the Skulas Hayoyim, then even if you tell me that with one day we have a danger like of the problems of Machshav Yisroel and Re'iyah Yisroel, but Shavuos got such Kedusha, it's going to be having Shmira on Klal Yisroel, that we won't come to Aveira on Shavuos. Therefore, it's not necessary to fast up the Shavuos. That's the second reason. The third reason, which we find in the Poskim when it comes to the reason why we fast on Bahab, is Be'er Heitiv brings it down over here in the Eli Rabba. They bring Pshat HaZazoy because the halachas of Yom Tov are very complicated. A lot of ins and outs. And not everybody knows the halachas of Yom Tov. In fact, we know that a lot of things are mutar on Yom Tov. You can cook, and you can bake, and you can do certain things, you can carry. But you can only do it if it's got a tzairich. If it has no tzairich at all, then you can't carry on Yom Tov, or you can't cook on Yom Tov. So people don't, but everybody knows that. Kol shekein zok Be'er Heitiv when it comes to Chol HaMoed. The halachos of Chol HaMoed are so complicated, and so many people don't appreciate the halachos of Chol HaMoed. Ve'ein tzadik ba'oretz asher yaseh tov lo yechto b'yomim elu. Yeah, it's very difficult to pass through a Pesach or a Sukkos without having been over on Hilchas Yom Tov or Hilchas Chol HaMoed. And therefore, Klal Yisrael needs a kapora, which is why after Pesach and Sukkos, Klal Yisrael fasts on Bahab. They state in Be'er Heitiv Eli Rabba. We have a third reason. Sorry? Oh, so Shavuos, you don't have the Chol HaMoed. Good. Yeah. You got Yom Tov. So again, you're going to have the same aura. So either you're going to say maybe it's only one day, so for your... Yeah. Maybe. Sorry?
3 days?
Oh, why is it 3 days of fasting? So good. So it seems, we're going to come back to that because soon. Let's see, 1 second. The fourth, so finish off the Tamim first. The fourth time we find in the Poskim is very interesting. Also, Levush. Levush brings, he says, Pesach and Sukkos is a time when there's a change of weather in most places other than in Manchester. Yeah? Things change. It suddenly turns into summer. So, what happens is, whenever there's a change of climate, a change of weather, then there's a chashash on the health. You know, the body sometimes finds it difficult to adapt to different... We know when there's a sudden change of temperature, and people can get a cold. And therefore, at Levush, we fast at the beginning of the summer, at the beginning of the winter, to that Davantah, that the Shporuch Hu should protect us, that the change of climate shouldn't affect our health. Interesting. Completely different reason. For that, maybe we understand why Shavuos doesn't apply, right? So again, we've got four reasons. Reason number one, and that's the main reason that the Mishnah Berurah brings, is because Klal Yisrael over Yom Tov have socialized and have had spoken things to people they shouldn't, they've seen things they shouldn't, and therefore we need a kapara. The Rav Yoh says it's davening, an opportunity to daven for rain. The Heitev says it's a kapara for if we were Chas V'Shalom and Chalal Yom Tov or Chol HaMoed in any way. And reason number four is the Levush, who says it's to daven to Hashem that we shouldn't be affected by the change of the weather and we should all be healthy. You're not supposed to daven for rain after Pesach. Oh, good ha'ara. But he brings a rai, the Torah brings, and Anshei Nineveh did used to daven for rain, used to, and therefore we should also to them. Yeah? Taka, interesting. This is, that Beis Yosef doesn't like it. It's to do with what you're saying. So, she brings a rai to the Shadid. Good. Those are the four reasons. Before, just a few nekudas, a few halachas that would be negea. Number one is taka yesterday. See, not all kehillas do it, but many, many kehillas are mevarchim bahab. Mevarchim bahab on the Shabbos before. It's said, traditionally, by the chazan, just before Musaf, just before the Sefer Torah has been put away. It's interesting to note, shteit taka and poskim, the chazan should say it while holding the Sefer Torah before it's given back. Because a bracha that's given when holding the Sefer Torah is more chashivas of a bracha. We want to have the kedush, the koyach of the Sefer Torah when he gives the bracha for those that are fasting. And that's why the minig is that the chazan says it. And he says a special mishabar. It's actually interesting to note that in some sidurim, in Siddur of Eidus Yisrael, state the mishabarach of Bahab is actually in the middle of the mishabarach of the... that we say every Shabbos. Chol mishayiskim b'tzorchei tzibah b'mona ha-kodesh baruch yishan eschoron. And in the middle, he's got... He says, before Kol Mishu Oitz Metzachit Tzibur, it says, Kol Mishu Kabbal Olov, to fast, the Tanei Yitzchim is part of Mishu Be'er. The minig is Nishtazai. The minig is, as far as I know, the minig is we have a set from Mishu Be'er, and that's like said by the Chazan. He picks up the Sefer Torah, and he's Mevorich Bahab, that should happen. Let's discuss a little bit about the Zman, which is what the Olim have been asking. When exactly do we, when do we fast? So the question you're all asking is, why three Tanesim? So that's interesting. It's not so clear why three. Aber Lamaisi, you go through the Gemara, when it comes to whenever the Gemara talks about Tanesim for the lack of rain in Tanis, there's always three Tanesim, Bahab, always fast Bahab. It seems the Koyach of these three Tanesim together, they have a special Koyach. Why Dafka Monday, Thursday, Monday? What's special about Monday and Thursday? Because it's an Eis Rotzon Monday and Thursday. Why is Monday and Thursday an Eis Rotzon? Because of Moshe Rabbeinu. When Moshe Rabbeinu went up, there were three lots of 40 days, Klal Yisrael. So the Egel, Moshe Rabbeinu went up 40 days, came down again, another 40, another 40. And the last time, which was the Klal Yisrael, was such a Shvera Matzah Be'etzim, right? They'd been over the Egel. So why should we get a Kapora? Afal Bikein HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Solachti Kidvorecho on that last lot of 40 days, it was a special Eis Rotzon. That Eis Rotzon, Moshe Rabbeinu went up on Thursday and came down on a Monday. We can see that Thursday and Monday have a special chashivas and Eis Rotzon, and we use those. We use those every week for Vohu Rachum. Right? We say on Monday and Thursday, we say extra slichas with the extra tachanunim. It's a special Eis Rotzon. Why do we start on Monday? Why do we start on Monday? We should start on Thursday. Thursday, Monday, Thursday. Why not? Because it's early in the week. Okay, the Gemara says a different terrors. The Gemara Taka asks the question. When it comes to the Tanezim, we ask, why don't we start on Thursday? So the Gemara is sounding very fascinating. And from this Gemara, you can see the love of Chazal for every single Yid. It's unbelievable. The Gemara asks, why don't we start on Thursday? So the Gemara, do you know what's going to happen? Imagine if the first Tanis is Thursday. So not everybody will have heard about it at the beginning. It's just the first Tanis. And it's going to come Thursday. People are going to go shopping. And it's going to be serious shopping, because they've got to get themselves a meal for tonight, for Thursday, and Motzah Tanis, they're all going to be hungry, so they need a big Suda for tonight. Tomorrow night, Friday night, is going to be another big meal. So when they go shopping, they're going to come out with a huge trolley for loads of food, of Thursday night meal and Friday night meal. Yeah? So Mahmoud was very excited about it. Yeah, they're going to come out. Oh, but the shopkeeper, the problem is, not all the shopkeepers know about Bahab, right? They don't know. So what they're going to do is, they're going to suddenly see, hey, everybody's rushing for food. Why is everybody rushing for food? Ah, do you know what? Mastama, they're in, they know the raid, and they know that there's a rov coming. They've heard the forecast, and they know that there's going to be no rain, and there won't be food, and therefore everybody's chapping around the food. So what the shopkeeper's going to do? They're going to put the price up. Or Mamela is going to be too expensive, everybody. And therefore, say Chazal was so caring for every single Yid, and they said we should never start Tanisim on a Thursday. Don't start, because that could cause prices to go up. Therefore what? So start on Monday. Why is that better? Because by the time Thursday comes around, then everybody will have heard about it, and the shopkeepers aren't going to put up the prices. And that's why we don't start our Bahab on Thursday. We start it on Monday. So you'll ask, sorry, if you're starting on Monday, what took us so long? Tomorrow starts Bahab. Pesach came out already, finished a couple of weeks ago. Why did it take 2 weeks? Till we start Bahab, we should need the Kapara straight away. And the answer is, Taka, we all know. Because in Nisan and Tishri, we don't make Tanisim. Why not? Because Nisan is Yotzo Ruboy, the Simcha, the Yom Tov. Most of Nisan is Yom Tov. You've got the whole of Pesach, you've got the Erev Pesach, you've got the Nisim beforehand, you've got Yisrael Chag, you've got most of Yom Tov. Nisan is not a time, and so too Tishri are not times when we make Tanisim. Therefore, we have to wait. How it works is, you've got to wait till the first Shabbos into Iyar, where you can be Mevorach in Bahab, and then the Monday after that becomes Bahab. Right? So that's what you've got to do. You have to always wait for Shabbos. It can sometimes be quite a schlep. Totally get it. There's a very interesting question. Some people like this kind of thing. It's like a different mind. Some people like these dates questions. Yeah? I struggle with it. I must be honest. It took me time to work this one out. What happens the second Monday of Bahab, right? You got Monday, Thursday, Monday. The second Monday of Bahab can fall on Pesach Sheni. Yeah, this year it falls on Tesvav, the day after Pesach Sheni. But it can, in 2 years' time, oh yeah? So it falls on Pesach Sheni. Now here comes a very interesting question. Pesach Sheni is a day when there's no tachnun. And now we've got a bahab. Oh, okay. I'm not Arab. I'm talking about Pesach Sheni itself.
Yeah.
Taka. Okay. And then you've got bahab, who's telling us not only tachnun to say slichas and to fast. What happens when these two things clash and bahab falls on a Pesach Sheni? And it's very interesting. There's a big nidden in the Paschim. Mishkan Klorazak. Again, it's going to be very hard to work it out because there's no Gemara about it. It's all Minhagim. Yeah? So, again, wherever you say you're going to be wrong, because there's always going to be someone on the other side. Or wherever you say you're going to be right. Because you look in the... I saw brought down, apparently in the records of the Churva Shul of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, Shteit Daten, that if Bahab falls on Pesach Sheni, then there's no Slicha, there's no fasting. It's cancelled. Yeah, Reb Shlomo Zalman says also, Shlomo Zalman, Talmidim bring down, Shlomo Zalman also said that one doesn't fast, if it doesn't even say Slichas, if it falls on a Pesach Sheni. Others argue, the Masham argues, the Butchach is different in Hagen, back and forwards. What's the minhag in Manchester? I don't know. Does anybody know what the minhag is? Sorry? Very good. Sorry, what?
Nobody fasts anyway.
Yeah, but Slichas, we say Slichas? We say Slichas when perhaps falls on a... Yeah, you still say slichas?
No.
In bells. Oh, there we go. So now we know the meaning of bells. I don't know. It's interesting. It's not a shaila. But what is more straightforward is what happens if the second day of Bahab falls on Erev Lag Ba'omer. On Erev Lag Ba'omer, we don't say Tachnun B'Mincha in many shuls. So what happens if it's Bahab? But that's a Klara Prima Godim already. Prima Godim says if Bahab falls on Erev Lag Ba'omer, it's still business as usual. Slichas. And those that fast will fast, and nothing will change. But no tachnun. Okay, what's going on? Yes, slichas, no tachnun. By mincha. Yeah, there's different minhagim. There's different minhagim by mincha. Of Erev Lag Ba'omer. Very good. Yeah. So again, it's not sending out the fasting because most of us don't fast, but slichas is quite common. But here comes a good shayla over here. If you look through the slichas were obviously designed for a tanis. The nusach in the slichas was designed for tanis. But here comes a shayla. If we're not fasting, what are we going to say? Oh, yes? Oh, very good, Azai. If you look at it, you look in the slichas, the lashon is tanis tzibur kavu. That's one thing we mention. So, it's interesting that the Mishnah Berurah Taka brings in Zayish Lein Prima Godim that when instead of saying if you don't fast, don't say today there's no Tanis Tzibur, so one shouldn't say Tanis Tzibur Kavu, one should say Tanis Kavu, because there are Yechidim that still fast, even if we don't. But Yechidim fast, you can still say Tanis Tzibur. Or others Taka say that no, you should say Tfilas Tzibur Kavu, because there you can't go wrong. There's a Tfilas Tzibur, aber Tanis Nishtazay. There's another place where it says Ikdashnu Tzoyim. Ikdashnu Tzoyim, saying Slichas. So again, Shteit and Paskim, instead of that, you should say Ikdashnu Tfila to avoid this problem. Yes, it's important to know, going through the Siddur, then there's certain things we should be missing out. Lamaisa, you're going to ask me, and you're going to say, I don't understand. It's not really Negea to us. Why am I getting so busy with the Tanis of Bahab? How many of us actually fast? Good question. As why not? So again, it's not Gemara. It's a minhag. For some reason, that minhag, maybe because people have shvacha nowadays, and if we can keep the Tanis and Shteik and Gemara, it's Shein Dayenu. So Anachanama, Yechidim can do it, they do it. But yeah. But the Emes says it is Nageya. I'll tell you why it's very, very Nageya to us. Because if you think about it, think about the thousands of years and the hundreds of thousands of Yidden who fasted day for day on Monday, Thursday, Monday. Why? We saw Shtei Klo and Tosis and Nusach HaTosis and Merde Gezach. So Tosis, I'm going to read out to you. So Tosis, Yemois HaRegel Sheyesh Kvutzas Anoshim V'Noshim V'Noisnim Ayin Zeal Zeh. Shteit and Tosis, you want to know why Klal Yisrael have fasted for thousands of years? Is because they had a situation where there were anoshim, v'noshim, v'noisnin, ayin, zeh al zeh. They were looking at each other. And because there were Yidden, Anoshim, and Anoshim looking at each other, because of that, Klal Yisrael needed such a kapora that we've had thousands of years of Tanisim. So, Shteita Amrede Gechizuk. There's a chizuk of the Choy Ma'adovar of the Chiyuv of Shmir Sinaim. Because of that, can you imagine? Because of that, Kol Tatois, this is the whole Makar of the Minig. The Makar of the Minig, there was a chisar in Shmir Sinaim of a Yom Tov, and because of that, the Tanisim are happening. And it's a very big chizuk for us, starting off the summer, to understand the Choy Ma'arinian. It's a very big chizuk. You know, in Shulchan Aruch Rav, in the Balatanya, he brings an Abudram. Abudram says, why do we say Pirkei Avos during the summer? Yeah? Ramal says we say Pirkei Avos. Why? Zok the Balatanya, Pshat is Azoi, because the summer is the time of Kotzir, when the harvest takes place, and it's the Aschola of the food process. It makes Hashpoh on the Bria for a person's Taivas Achila, and other Taivas to be awakened. And the Metzius is in the world that during the summer, a person's Taivas are stronger. And in order to combat that, Shteitan Abudram, Rishonim, to combat that, we say Pirkei Avos, because Pirkei Avos are Chizuk and they're Musa and they're working on a person's Midas. And that way, he'll be fortified and he'll be able to combat the Koyach HaYetzer that we have during the summer. So it's not just the hot weather that brings us Nisyonis. It's the Metzius in the world. There's a Metzius out there in the Bria for a person to be to have a Shtaker Taiva. Sorry? Why? No, no, he says no. Osif, that's Osif. Yeah. It's Mankotzes now. Some. This is what? Oh, very good. Yeah. So it could be that was because that's the tak of the time of Zmanakotze. Yeah. Very good. Yeah. Now, if the Nisayan is greater during the summer, the schar is going to be so much greater for someone who's shayim anashe from it. Why what?
Why after Sukkot?
What?
If the thing is Pesach, so why after Sukkot?
No, it's only Pirkei Avos. Pirkei Avos. Yeah. No, very good. And the emphasis is what?
Fast as well because of the summer coming up.
Because we're fasting after Pesach because what happened on Pesach? And after Sukkot, what happened on Sukkot? Yeah. I'm just understanding, taking that further to appreciate this chashivas ha'inyan. And the emphasis is we should appreciate that if the sign is greater, then the schar is greater. The shomer munah shteit amar de gezach. It's a good thing to know. People like skulas. The shomer munah shteit, if a person finds himself in a situation, he's walking down the street, and he finds himself in a situation where he's given an sign to see something he doesn't want to see, and he's mischazik. And he's mischazik at that point to overcome himself. Then Shteyden Shem Remun, and he should stop at that point, and he should daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for whatever he wants. He says, do you know, when at that time, when we overcome a Yetzer Hara that's so difficult, and we overcome it, so at that point, there's a certain closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Make the most of it. You're there with him, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ask him. You know, everybody's got their whatever's on their mind, a certain thing they want to ask, whether someone's unwell, sudden, I need Yeshua. This is the time. The time when it's hard and we overcome the Nisoyans, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, use it, don't waste it. Daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu, say please. And often that is the time we can use. Because of the amazing schus of the person who's overcome taka is a difficult thing to overcome at that point. I read an amazing story. Oh, I haven't got to 10 past. Sorry? 20 past. Very good. Very good. It's an amazing story. The story of Anazai. There was a younger man who lived in the north of Eretz Yisrael. Came unwell, very unwell, and he was nifta. And it was a chashev rov who was very close to him, and he was maspid at the levaya. And he said this. Said the following story at the levaya. He said, "You see today in front of you, you saw this younger man who was just nifta, a chashev ben teira, medaktik, kala kavachamura. But you should know, when he was born into a family that weren't Shomer Torah mitzvahs. And he grew up, this fellow grew up, not knowing very much about Torah. Not even knowing that there was bechalal, a higher level to reach. He knew very little. His whole environment he was in was a situation where he didn't keep, no one kept very much. And one day, he was walking down the street. And he was walking down the street and he passed by an area which was a particularly low area. And the sights around there were the type of thing that no one really wants to look at. But he wasn't too bothered. He was walking through, had never known anything better. And he was walking down this street. And then he saw ahead of him a Yid, and he watched him walking. And as this Yid came near this area, he put his head down and he started walking without looking out of his walking down the street. And he was watching, he'd never seen anything before. And he said, I want to see this, I want to watch. And he started following him. And he followed him all the way down the road. And he saw that this fellow didn't lift his eyes off the road for the entire way. He didn't look up. And this was a musig that he was never mal el adar such a musig. You know, people can understand, even someone who's not shomer Torah mitzvahs, he understands the musig of a maisa that's bad, possibly even a dibur that's bad, but a re'ia is not something that they can really understand. And he saw this yid who was so makbid on it that he managed to, he walked all the way down the street without lifting up. He was extremely impressed. And he came home. And he couldn't get it out of his mind. He kept thinking about this yid. He couldn't get rid of it. And he tried and he went to sleep and he woke up the next day again. It was haunting him. That a person could reach such a level, he never sees anything. And he said, you know, I've got to find out what this is all about. And he traveled to Yerushalayim and he went to Aris Sameach. And he said, he told them the story. And I said, he said to them, I want you to explain it a little bit more to me. I should understand what's going on over here. And they started explaining it to him. And they explained it so well that before you knew it, this fellow was enrolled in the yeshiva. And he started learning there. And he learned more about Torah, more about Yiddishkeit. And eventually, he, after his time in yeshiva, he got married. He settled down in the north. And he built up a beautiful family. And then he became unwell. And now standing at this hesped, where the Rav was telling over the story of how this Yid reached to the level he was. And he finished off, and he said as follows. He said, Shtelzer for that younger man, he never met him again. Never met him again, the younger man who was walking down the street. He's going to come up to Shamayim, La'acha Meva Esrin. And they're going to say to him, these are your Talmidim. And they'll show him dairus and dairus of people he's never seen in his life. And he's going to say, it's nothing to do with me. I never taught these people. And they'll say to him, yes, you did. Because on that day, when you were walking down the street and you didn't lift up your eyes off the pavement, you made such ashpa on a person that this all came out from that. And they're all your Talmidim. So the koiches cannot be underestimated. The koich of this musig of Shmiras Hanayim, like we're saying, is something that is a difficult thing to understand because, as we say, there's no mice involved, there's no dibur involved, but there's machshava and there's ri'ia, and the power of it is a power that only we have. Goyim don't really understand, and only Klal Yisrael have. But the power is so strong that this is what can cause. On the Idach, this is what we're finding. We're finding that because of the Chisaron, when it comes to Yontiv, this is a cause for Klal Yisrael to fast because of this story. In fact, someone I was discussing this week with Rabbi Yossi Moore, who you all know, he's spoken to him enough times. So I asked him what he's got to say on the topic. So he pointed out to me, reminded me about Shulchan Aruch at the end of Chelek Hei in Mishnah Berurah. It's the last sif in Shulchan Aruch. You see, in Shulchan Aruch, it's not usually very much of a kanoi. He doesn't make too much of a fuss about getting angry. He just tells you what to do and what not to do. This is mutter, this is asa. There's one place where the Shulchan Aruch makes quite a fuss. And he says, when it comes to Yom Tov, it's roi to set shomrim, shaitrim. You should set up policemen, and they should be going around, and they should be stopping, making sure there's no gathering in the parks and on the streets, and make sure there's no taruvas and other ladies, because it can bring a fellow chazachan. He doesn't usually say that. He doesn't say you should make shomrim to go around and make sure that everybody's keeping Shabbos. This is one area where it seems, which isn't understood by everybody, and the Shulchan Aruch understood that isn't understood, and therefore it's something we have to make a fuss about. Oh, but that's that chilik. Oh, but what we want to bring out over here is faket, is someone who is mischazik in the inyan. Mischazik in the inyan, the koyach that can come about, you know, everybody knows in first Yerushalmi says that whenever a person is faced with a nisayon and he overcomes it, this type of nisayon, and he doesn't look where he's not meant to be looking, then of them that Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Antidi, you're mine. You're mine. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the sudden closeness. This ties in with that Shem Remunim, which we said before. That the closeness that's developed when a person overcomes this Nisayan is so close that Avada, that's the time to daven. We should ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that this, in this chus, that this closeness that we have now, you should take an answer all our tefillahs. So Mitzvah Shem, coming through to the summer now, this is the time. Iyah Be'emes is a state, greatest school is about Iyah. State in Bnei Yisrael state. That Iyah is a special time for Refuah. Why? Because he said most machlis come through what we eat. Iyah was a time when it was Yarad Amon. The Amon came down during Chodesh Iyah, and it also made Hashbor on Iyah for the koyach of what we eat, and the koyach that machlis shouldn't come. We should have a refuah. In Talmud and Hagen brings, he says Iyah Aleph Yud Reish is so Shetavis Ani Hashem Rifecha. The Yud Kevav Ki Ani Hashem Rifecha is a very good time. So Mitzvah Hashem coming to starting the summer. We should talk about the to whether we do fast on Bahab or we don't fast on Bahab, whether we say slichas or we don't say slichas, but we should take the Indian of Bahab as a chizuk to take us through and emit Hashem to be the Kaddish Hashem.